You're listening to a Semantic podcast powered by PodTech.
Hello, and welcome to the Security Response podcast presentation brought to you by Semantic, the world leader in providing solutions to help individuals, small businesses, and enterprises assure the security, availability, and integrity of their information. Today's podcast is focused on the latest Semantic security update. The goal of this podcast is to help you better understand some of the threats and trends identified in the report and to help educate users on how to protect themselves. This Semantic Security Update offers a brief summary of Internet security activity for the month of May 2006. This update covers the top developments in vulnerabilities, attacks, top bot-infected cities, malicious code, and spam in the Americas region during this period. Semantic maintains one of the world's most comprehensive databases of security vulnerabilities, currently consisting of over 13,000 vulnerabilities affecting more than 30,000 technologies from over 4,000 vendors. The Semantic Global Intelligence Network, which includes Semantic DeepSight Threat Management System and Semantic Managed Security Services, comprehensively monitors attack activity across the entire Internet. Semantic also gathers data from over 120 million desktops that have deployed Semantic's antivirus products in consumer and corporate environments. The Semantic Probe Network consists of millions of decoy email addresses that are configured to attract a stream of spam traffic that is representative of spam activity across the Internet as a whole. By analyzing data from all of these sources, Semantic is able to provide an accurate picture of the current threats and trends affecting enterprises, small businesses, and consumers. The top vulnerability, as identified by Semantic for the month of May, was the Microsoft Word Unspecified Remote Code Execution Vulnerability. This vulnerability was first disclosed on May 19, 2006, and this vulnerability could allow an attacker to compromise a web browser to gain the privileges of the user running the vulnerable browser. For example, if an administrator was running the web browser, the attacker would gain administrative privileges. Exploitation of this vulnerability occurs when a user views a Microsoft Word document that contains malicious embedded data. This can occur by using the Microsoft Word application itself or by viewing an email using the Microsoft Outlook email client, which uses Microsoft Word as its default text editor. When the Microsoft Word application processes the malicious document, it fails to properly handle the malicious data, which then triggers a buffer overflow. This vulnerability represents a considerable threat to users and organizations as it's currently being exploited in the wild. Furthermore, this vulnerability is used to install the backdoor Jinwei 2 and Trojan mdropper.h3 malicious code that could allow an attacker to gain remote control of an affected computer. Semantic advises users and administrators to run all Microsoft Word applications in safe mode, as outlined in the recent released Microsoft Advisory. Furthermore, users are advised to be extremely cautious about opening and viewing unsolicited emails in Microsoft Word documents. The top attack, as identified by Semantic for the month of May, was the generic SMTP from buffer overflow attack, which accounted for 11% of all attacks in the Americas region. Detection of this attack indicates that attackers are attempting to send excessive amounts of data through the from field of an SMTP email transaction. An attacker may be able to trigger a buffer overflow in vulnerable SMTP servers using this method of attack. A successful buffer overflow attack could allow an attacker to gain unauthorized access to the target computer, potentially giving him or her superuser or administrative privileges. It's also possible that an attack targeting the recent SendMail asynchronous single-handling remote code execution vulnerability is responsible for the rise in the prominence of this attack, although this cannot be confirmed due to the lack of publicly available exploits. Organizations should ensure that appropriate patch levels are maintained for all SMTP servers. Furthermore, firewalls and intrusion detection systems should be deployed to ensure that enterprise email services are protected. Recognizing the ongoing threat posed by bot networks, Semantic tracks a distribution of bot-infected computers across the Americas region. In order to do this, Semantic calculates the number of computers that are known to be infected with bots and assesses which cities are home to the highest percentages of these computers. The identification of bot-infected computers is important, as a high percentage of infected machines could mean a greater potential for bot-related attacks. It may also indicate the level of patching and/or security awareness in that particular region. For the month of May, New York City had the highest percentage of bot-infected computers in the Americas region with 3% and was number 3 worldwide. bought infected computers, operated in a coordinated fashion under the direction of an attacker, and can number in the hundreds or thousands. These networks of computers can scan for and compromise additional computers and may be used to perform denial-of-service attacks. Bot-infected computers are a security concern for a variety of reasons, some that are directly attributable to infection, and others that are an indirect consequence of bot network behavior. For instance, a single infected host within a network, such as a laptop compromised outside the safety of firewalls and then connected inside the security perimeter, can allow the malicious code to propagate internally. To prevent against bots infections, Symantec recommends that end users deploy defense-in-depth strategies, including the deployment of antivirus, firewall, and intrusion detection solutions. Security administrators should also ensure that ingress and egress filtering is in place to block known network traffic and that antivirus definitions are updated regularly. For the month of May, the most frequently reported malicious code sample, both worldwide and in the Americas region, was blackmail.e. Initially reported to Symantec on January 17, 2006, this destructive worm attempts to delete all files on a compromised computer with certain extensions, such as .doc, .xls, and .pdf, and does so on the third day of each month. The worm propagates using a mass mailing component and by copying itself to network shares on remote computers. The worm also attempts to disable antivirus and security applications on compromised computers. To protect against malicious code threats and mitigate their effects, end users should employ defense-in-depth strategies, including the deployment of antivirus software and a personal firewall. Users should also update antivirus definitions regularly, and they should also ensure that all desktop, laptop, and server computers are updated with all necessary security patches from their operating system vendors. They should never view, open, or execute any email attachment unless it is expected and comes from trusted sources and unless the purpose of the attachment is known. The Symantec Probe Network consists of millions of decoy email addresses that are configured to attract a stream of spam traffic that is representative of spam activity across the Internet as a whole. Symantec also assesses spam messages and analyzes them according to the type of product or service with which they are associated. During the month of May, the most common spam detected worldwide was related to financial products and/or services, including things like offers for loans, mortgages, and stock tips, and accounted for 20% of all spam. North America continues to be the most prominent region of origin for spam detected by the Symantec Probe Network. Symantec believes that this is likely due to the widespread access to cheaper broadband connectivity in this region, although both Europe and Asia also have high rates of broadband connectivity. That concludes our podcast on the Symantec Security Update for May 2006. Thank you for downloading and listening to this Security Response podcast brought to you by Symantec, the global leader in information integrity, providing software, appliances, and services to help individuals and enterprises secure and manage their most important asset, their information. For more information about this subject, related products, or additional podcasts, make sure to visit www.symantec.com.